Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Benuni over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
How are you, everybody? Welcome to the show. Today is Summer House Day, Season 10, Episode 10, Tea Time. If you want this episode on video, please come to Patreon. That's where you get videos fresh off the presses, y'all. You get video there. You get ad-free listening there. You get bonus episodes. We did a really fun episode this week of In the City. It's a preview of the new show, In the City, based on this one, or spun off of this one, Summer House. And that was a really fun one. We also did a free bonus for everybody to listen to. And that is with Daisy Kelleher and Mark McNamara of the Yacht Mess podcast. They were super fun to talk to. That was an hour interview or something. We just talked behind the scenes stuff about Below Deck. So check that out. That comes out today. And there is a free blog that comes out every week. Went back to the blogging roots. I really love writing comedy blogs about TV. So we're doing it on the newsletter now. That's free every week. So just go sign up for free on Patreon and you'll get that in your emails. Okay. And that's that. Do you have anything you want to announce before we get to it?
I don't know. I don't know if there's much to announce. I went to Reza's book signing.
Devastations.
What'd you say?
Pregnancies, devastations. Pregnancies,
no pregnancies here. I went to Reza's book signing. He has a new book out called Memoirs of a Gay Shah, which is a very funny pun for a book, I have to say. That was at the Grove. And so I went to that. And I just have to say, you know, when Reza did his stand-up on Shaza Sunset, it was famously so awful. And to this day, we are constantly, you know, citing it where he's like, bitches, like, when people are driving, bitches be, like, so slow. It was just, like, so cringy. But I have to say, I have to give props to Reza. And I felt, like, compelled to do this because we've been shitting on his, like, stand-up for 10 years or so. And he was so funny at his book signing. He was so funny. I was like, oh, I can see why someone said you should do stand up. And then I see why also you fell for the trap, because of course Bravo was only going to show your worst parts, but he was really funny. So I don't know why I felt really compelled.
Oh, that's good. Was he doing stand up or was he reading?
He was just
the
telling stories. Like, so Crystal was the moderator, and Crystal Kung Minkoff, and she was the moderator, and he was telling these stories from his time largely on Shaza Sunset. And, but like the stories, the way he would tell them were so funny. And he had like literally the whole room cracking up. So it was, I don't know. I felt like compelled to be like, you know, like, wow, Reza was funny, guys. Reza was funny. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Memories of a Geisha.
Memory of a Geisha. Congratulations to Reza.
Yes. Okay, let's get to it. Summer House. Here we go. Season 10, Episode 10. It's called Tea Time. This is an episode about men. It's about men and how men feel things deeply.
Yes.
Very, very deeply, guys. So let's get ready for a men feelings heavy episode of Summer House.
It's about men and how they feel things, but it's also about one specific woman who's very excited to join the cast of Summer House, and she can't contain herself. Good God, that Sabrina girl. Wow, Sabrina's ready to go.
Sabrina is ready. She's ready to go. She's a lot, and she forgot her plot. I mean, babe, we've been setting up this whole season that Ben has not been dating you. He only dated you for a second. You fell in love too fast. Then he, quote unquote, broke up with you and came into the Summer House totally single, has not been with you, just decided to get back with you this week. You can't come in here basically spilling the beans that you've been with him this whole time. She's like, and then he told me this, and then he told me that, and then he told me that. You have been with this man the whole time, you fucking liar. I love it. I love that she blew up Ben's spot immediately.
Yeah, right away. But speaking of spots, we're at Lindsay's spot. We're still at her housewarming party. For some reason, it feels like we've been here for 4 weeks, but it's actually only the second episode would be. And we're here, and Bailey has Dara has just confronted Bailey about maybe stirring up some drama about her. And Dara is saying, you know, like, it was really weird. I had just gone to the Summer House and the energy was just like a little bit weird. Bailey was, KJ was hiding himself in the refrigerator. He was literally opening up the crisper and putting his foot inside, hoping he could shrink down in a moment and get right in there and hide behind a lettuce leaf. And I was like, what is going on with you, KJ? It's just a little weird for me.
And where does me and my lack of the ability to flirt come into this? And Dara's like, well, you'd mentioned to Lindsay that when I was there that weekend, I was like alone in Ben's room for like an hour. She goes, well, were you not in Ben's room? She goes, well, I mean, like I'd gone into his room because they put my suitcase in the room. So like I basically changed out of my costume and, you know, he did duck in at one point. So they changed this a little from last week because last week it ended with her saying, were you not in Ben's room? And she said, no, not at all. So I was like, well, is she a liar or what? Because I wouldn't figure her for a liar. But then we come back this week and they, of course, change the editing. But she's still a damn liar. She still lied.
Right.
So, and, yes, I guess Dara is a liar. That is the answer.
Yes. And so Bailey's like, oh, so the whole rhetoric. I like that she says the whole rhetoric was that you guys did this. The whole rhetoric that you started, like it was what you said, not the whole. It wasn't like this was happening in pop culture. The whole rhetoric was that you and Ben were flirting and I didn't tell anybody you guys hooked up or anything because I don't know what happened in that room or didn't happen in that room. I just happened to advertise the fact that you went into a room for an hour and came out in a different outfit, possibly had sex. I didn't say the sex part, but possibly you did have sex.
Well, they show a flashback of the scene so that we know that she's lying. And she's in the entryway and she has her suitcase. And Ben's like, well, what's going on? And she says, I'm going to change into my normal people clothes. You want to help me? And he's like, sure. Where are you going? And she goes, I guess the bathroom. And he goes, there's a room down here. So she's the one who put her luggage in Ben's room. I don't know. This is all fascinating. Well, we're just going over, you know, tiny stuff that happens in every scene on Summer House now. Had to add that. But yeah, Bailey's like, whatever. I don't know what happened in there. And Dara says, well, you know, like in the moment, it's like, you know, KJ got his feelings hurt twofold because one, I got defensive because I was like, well, we didn't hook up. And I was testing the waters. And she goes, well, you have every right to do that. You know, and she's like, I'm sorry. I would never try to hurt your new relationship with someone who's obsessed with refrigerators. You know, sorry.
Yeah, I would never try to sabotage your relationship. And she's like, and Bailey's like, you know, there just was like very clearly like a Ben and Dara moment happening. And then all of a sudden you were dating KJ and I was like, what's happening? Because we forget I feel like there have been so many episodes and so much off screen drama that it's only been like 1 week since Dara came to the house and like met Ben. And so basically what Bailey is saying is like, yeah, one weekend it seemed like you were flirting with Ben and then I come back. And all of a sudden you're dating KJ really intensely. So I was like, whoa, what's going on? She's like, I thought they were vibing, right? And like, you know, and I thought they were in love. And like, look, she's like, I may be dramatic, but I'm not a liar. I mean, I might fluff it a little bit, but I would never lie. I'm like, but fluffing is kind of lying, but that's okay. So Dara's like, yeah, I mean, like I was having like a flirty day. Like that's all it was. I was having a flirty day because I was testing the waters. And she goes, well, I'm glad that you can admit that because Ben said that you weren't flirting and he said there was nothing. And so now Dara gets upset. Dara gets upset that Ben won't admit that they had chemistry. And I like that. So basically the situation of Dara's whole concern is I am so mad that my relationship with KJ is being undermined by the fact that Ben can't admit that we have chemistry.
Yeah, one minute she's like, how dare you say that I was in there like flirting with Ben? I wasn't. I was just changing clothes. What do you mean Ben says he's not flirting with me?
We have definite chemistry.
She changed it really quick. She's like, well, don't insult me. I mean, that's insane. And she's okay. Well, thank you. So then we see the flashback to last weekend on the porch with Ben, Bailey and Amanda West and Jesse. And Bailey's like, you know, I think Ben and Dara may have fallen in love. And Amanda's like, did you fall in love with her? And he's like, no, we were just drinking and playing games. And that was it.
So Dara's like, I just feel like that day was just like fun and it's fun flirty day. And so for Ben to say that we didn't have chemistry, it's just so odd. I mean, what a strange thing to need to lie about. Oh my goodness. I am so mad and I can't believe that Ben denying our chemistry might might undermine my new chemistry with KJ.
So silly. They're just like, we're new. We need something to happen. Now let's make this happen. I can do this. So now Ben walks in with this lady he's been dating. And Dara's like, oh, speak of the devil. There's Ben. And he's like, hello, everybody. This is my completely just got back together with girlfriend, Sabrina. And Lindsay's like, hi. And she's like, oh, my God, hi. I've heard the best things about you. Oh, my God, these are for you, Lindsay. They're flowers. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much for having me in your home. Is that a piano? Dun 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 dun.
You know that that girl is the type of girl to go start banging on somebody's piano and that's and playing chopsticks.
Oh, 100%. She's like, I love piano. Oh my God, Lindsay, I got you a sandwich. Here's a sandwich. I know you love sandwiches so much. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for having me in your home. You seem so wonderful. I love everything I hear about you. It's like, whoa, Sabrina.
Settle down. We go back to Darren Bailey. And Bailey's like, well, I'm sure that he's going to say that he never said any of that, that I'm being dramatic, but whatever. She's like, no. If he wants to rewrite history that he was never interested in me, then by all means, he hasn't met Boxing Dara.
Well, he just downplayed it. And I was like, that's not what was happening. He was interested in you. They all were. Like, yeah. You know what? They all get our feelings hurt when you get rejected. So then we go back to Sabrina and she's like, now she's going up. She's talking to like Jesse and Kyle. She's like, oh my God, I've been dying to meet you. I heard you were just the coolest, Jesse. I hear you sing so good. Like, oh my God, like so great to meet you.
Oh my God. And you, Kyle. Wow.
And he's like, so, Jesse's like, so when did you guys meet? And she goes, we met in March. Then's like, and then after that, reconnected. Right. And then here you are, right? Because we marched, but then many, many months passed. And then here you are again, right? She goes, yeah, here we are. Where else would we be, man?
We're here. We're here looking at the Kyle Cook lover boy. You are so great. I love your commercials. I mean, I've never seen a commercial. Well, every time you're on TV, it's a commercial, basically. You're so good. What happened to your mullet? I loved your mullet. I wish you had your mullet so I could like take a little clip of it, put it in my purse.
Congrats on the JD. Love that mullet. Congrats on your JD Vance meme. That is so funny because you're 43. You're older than the vice president, but you look so young. Oh my God, you're so famous. Oh,
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Ben is like, when I reached out to Sabrina to let her know that I'm thinking of her, she was very open because she was sitting right next to me in bed. We'd just woken up together. And so I said, yeah, I feel pretty special, you know, that she was willing to give me another chance because basically I said, hey, I'm on Summer House now. And then like there was a dust cloud and she appeared at my front door. So it was pretty amazing. But now I'm really nervous because look at me. I'm nervous Ben. I'm shy Ben. Remember this storyline, guys? It's back. I'm shy and I don't know what to say in these situations.
Yeah, and Jesse's like, well, I mean, she's pretty nice and I like her energy, but you know, I'm just all hung up on like how quickly they're jumping back. I mean, I thought they'd probably been hooking up this whole time. And then Ben said he wasn't seeing anybody when he has a secret girlfriend. I mean, potentially, I mean, that's a good theory. It's a good theory.
Even Jesse is onto it. Although Jesse's not anyone who's allowed to talk about people moving too quickly into things. So Mia's
Jesse and West, the two fakest, phoniest, like doing this for a storyline guys on this show. They can call, you know, takes one to know one.
Yeah. So Mia's boyfriend, Scott, is there. They all meet Scott and Mia's happy because, you know, he's always traveling and she's always, you know, everyone's always like, where's Scott? She's like, he's in LA, he's in Miami, whatever. So it's like really exciting to have him there. And she's like, oh my God, I feel like a normal person. I feel like I'm in a normal relationship. And then we see Lindsay and Dara and Levi and Bailey. Poor Levi. This is, I feel like, going to be the last time we see her because normally when people don't show up to the summer house, they at least get the perfunctory, oh, she has a wedding. Oh, she has... No, this week when they go back to the house, they don't even explain where Levi is. Levi's just, she's just faded into our memories at this point. This is the end, guys. Oh, Levi, the end for Levi.
They're just taking the I out of your name. Now you're just Leave. So Lindsay's like, every time I see the three of you talking, there's like hands flying. Like, what was the drama over there? And she's like, oh, we're just talking about boys. And oh, by the way, everybody, I went to lunch with Carl. A totally believable storyline. Now, someone who's totally not doing something for a storyline, I went and had lunch voluntarily with Carl. Very exciting person. And Lindsay's like, two thumbs down.
She's like, oh, that's so funny because that's what I told Carl on our date. Oh, well, not really a date, but I said, this is what you think of him. And I did the whole thing. It was hilarious. Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine. Like, I hope you enjoyed it. And Basically, Lindsay was, we've seen the flashback that Lindsay told Bailey, yeah, go on a date with Carl. Like, you should. Like, he needs it.
And she said, I love you. I don't want to date your ex-fiance. That's crazy. And she's like, I do not care. So now Lindsay's like, well, have you been out since then? And she goes, well, we've been texting, but no. And so they agree the ball's in his court. And Lindsay's like, you should send him a sexy nude photo. Lindsay.
Of stripes.
Stripes, okay. Yes. Tan lines. All tan lines.
Nothing but tan lines. So Bailey's like, wow, that's crazy. So then Dara and KJ are enjoying a drink together, which is
a fascinating scene. This is, yeah. I mean, the chemistry is just crazy here. So she goes, hi, can I have a sip of the drink? And he's like, I haven't even sipped it. You haven't? No, but go ahead. You can sip it. But do you want to? Ladies first. Oh my God. Just, wow. They're going to write a movie about these two. I'm telling you right now.
Wow. Ben's chemistry could never even compete. So Sierra's talking to Kyle and she's like, how are you doing? Your chest is out tonight. He's like, oh, I asked Amanda. I'm like, is it too much? She's like, no. She's like, well, yeah, we're in New York. And speaking of Amanda, now she's talking to Mia and Scott. And Amanda's like, oh my God, Kyle, we're all going to go on a date together. Me and Sierra, me and Scott. And then you can come. He's like, oh, the fifth wheel. No. No, like because he thinks that Sierra's the fifth wheel, but the couples. And she's like, no, you're the fifth wheel, Kyle. He's like, ah, that's funny. That's real.
So funny, Kyle's like, yeah, I'm in pretty high spirits because Amanda and I agreed to go to couples therapy. So things should work out. So we see a flashback to Kyle saying, how come we're not putting in the work? Would you go to couples therapy?
Because you're gone 6 months in a row.
She's like, yeah, oh, yeah, that's it, Kyle. So Kyle's like, yeah, something like had to literally break for us to agree to go to couples therapy. Like, I'll take the full responsibility of breaking it. Like, I said, fuck you. I feel horrible, but.
It's always the Carl but, the Kyle but.
I'm feeling hopeful. We're going to make the most of the weekend.
So then Carl is now with Bailey, Ben, and Sabrina chatting. And he's like, oh, hey, Bailey, can I get a hug?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow. Okay. Softer. Please. It's a little softer. No, whoa. a little harder. I can't feel you now. Okay. Oh, God. My tongue's about to pop out of my mouth.
Okay, a little softer. A little softer.
I can't even feel that. I can't feel it.
A little harder now.
Oh, God.
A little bit harder now. A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now.
You make me. You make me want it. What is that? You make me want. You make me want a soft.
Shout softly though. You know what I call talking? Soft talk. Soft shutting. Oh. So Bailey, they're talking about, you know, drinks, whatever. And Carl's got like a virgin margarita, etc. And he's like, so last weekend I had my little scooter and I had my outfit on. Wasn't that crazy? Oh, you should see this photo. Here's a photo of me as an old man. And she's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I stuffed my underwear. Oh. With some functional mushrooms. So enjoy. Oh.
Yeah, you know, Bailey's beautiful and she's like very funny and she's got a great personality, but like I'm still taking it slow. And the voice in the back of my head is like, oh, put your weight on me. Put your weight on me.
He wants to be careful hooking up in the house. So then we see a clip of Carl just, you know, over the years. Making out with the twin and then fighting with the twin, and then a twin throwing a watermelon at him, and then making out with Paige in a pantry, which I'm sure Paige loved. She's like, oh my God, please just leave me alone. Paige accusing him of only taking her out Friday through Sunday.
Yeah. And so we just basically get like all of Carl's greatest hits, just in case anyone forgot that Carl does have a strong background in being a fuckboy, and like
people
let's not
did forget.
People do forget. Like let's
people
not, let's
have
not forget.
Totally forgotten. They're like, oh my God, Carl. Why isn't Carl on in the city? Because Carl doesn't have anything going on. Okay. That is why Carl is not on in the city. But don't worry, he's gonna try and make it happen today. So God bless him.
So now Sabrina, she hits the mother load. She gets to finally meet Sierra, and she's as chill as you can imagine. Oh my God, I've been dying to meet you. Oh my God, you're just stunning. You're so beautiful. Oh my God, I heard the best things about you. Like, you're so good. Oh my God, he told me all about you, and I was just like, she is my person. But like, no, seriously, you obviously are like so aesthetically beautiful, but like internally, you're like a star, and like, I'm very sensitive to energy, and you were so good on the traitors. I just wanted you to win. Why did they do that to you? Okay, I'm so sorry about those graveyard things. That was like so unfair. Like, why did they just assume that like one of you guys was a traitor? It wasn't, didn't have to be that way. Like, so when I meet someone, I'm obsessed with it. Like, it doesn't happen often. I'm just like, you're a star. You're a star. Oh my God, are we already best friends? This is working out so perfectly.
You're so amazing, like internally too. Like, I'm so into your larynx. It's like,
oh my God, I just did an emotional colonoscopy on you and it's beautiful in there.
Your digestive tract is sparkling, sparkling. She's like, okay. Can I cut off a piece of your hair? No, you cannot. Please back away from me. So Lindsay's like, ding, 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 everybody. Hi, it's me, Lindsay. I have a piano now. Thank you. Okay, everybody, you can sit down. Okay. I really hate giving speeches.
The editors are like, yeah, right. So they put in clips of Lindsay giving speeches.
Clink, 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 clink.
So now we get clips of Lindsay giving speeches over the years. So everybody basically braces for the next 20 minutes of their lives.
I'm just like excited to start the next chapter of my life with Gemma Girl in this big, beautiful palace that I have for like my little princess. We're going to shoot a lot of great scenes for the spinoff, and maybe some of you will be lucky enough to be in it. Yvonne, I'm looking at you, girl. Can't wait to fight with you. Anyway, just a new energy for everyone. And, you know, for everyone who's been in my last apartment, which I once shared with my ex-fiance.
It's like, cut to Carl, be like, oh.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
Scott goes,
now I'm in
Scott
an apartment.
Goes, wait, who's the ex? Scott goes, who's the ex-fiance? And he's like standing right next to Carl. I was like, who's that? He's like, oh, shit, sorry.
It's Carl.
Yeah, but I do have a lot of old friends here, and I have a lot of new friends here, and one extremely old ex-fiance is over there. That's Carl. He looks old. That's Carl, by the way, everybody.
Hi.
Right there.
Hi. Yeah, it's me. Oh, put your weight on me.
Carl, I'm so glad you got up the stairs because you couldn't get it up for the last 2 years I was with you. So that's Carl, everybody. That's Carl.
All right. Well, I guess we'll disregard the fact that I got your daughter a book about New York City because you were born in New York City. So fine.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for being here, everybody. And that's it.
They're like, what? That's a Lindsay speech? Is she feeling okay? My God. So Carl leaves. He's like, oh, I gotta go. Oh, I gotta go pretend I didn't hear that I couldn't get it up for 2 years. Okay. See you later, baby. It's a long day. It's soft tomorrow.
Long day. It's soft. So she's like, oh my God, I touched him. I touched Carl. Physical contact. Engaged. Levi's like, that was good. You know, that was really good flirting, Bailey. I'm Levi. I'm so confused. I'm drunk. And Bailey's like, I just want to eat shrimp and die alone. This is too much for me. I can't handle it. Levi's like, yeah. So Scott leaves too. And then Bailey invites Sabrina to come join them. And Bailey goes, hey, do you want to come join the girls? She goes, yes, yes, yes. Some people I know. Oh my God, I'm such a big fan of yours. You really are an it girl. Oh my God. Does that mean I'm an it girl too? Are we it? Are we they girls? Like, what is this? Oh my God.
Hi, I'm Dara, by the way. I bully men for fun. So we're just lamenting about being crybabies. What do you think about that? She's like, oh my God, it's so good to cry. I fucking love crying. You know, last time I cried, season finale last year, wasn't that so sad? I was like, are they coming back? Oh God, I hope these friendships can repair each other.
So Amanda's like, oh no, I wake up and every morning I tell Kyle how I'm feeling. And
oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, Sabrina's like, I'm
Kyle, I hate you. Get out of bed.
And yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be like really forward. I honestly, I'm dying to know what's happening relation wise because Ben, he just like told me bits and pieces, but like, you deserve true love. And if that is like, that's a great like, but if not, like, you need to fucking find it, you know? Like, you deserve someone who appreciates you for you, Amanda. I'm like, what? This is such an overstep. I'm sorry. Like, you don't even know this person. like, obviously Sabrina's watched her on TV, but like, why are you saying this to her right now? You just met her.
She's a weirdo. And Amanda's like, well, I mean, has Ben been like journaling about us the whole summer and filling this girl in that we didn't even know? Like, why does she know so much? It's weird. So she's like, oh my God, I just want you to be happy. And that's it. Just be happy, Amanda. Okay. You deserve this. You deserve this. It's been 10 years. Oh my God. I remember you in that hot tub. I was so sad for you.
I think Amanda would be happier if you got out of her face right now, Sabrina.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now the party is over and we go to North Carolina because we're going to go visit the house that Sierra just bought from her grandparents. And we see it. She's talking about how the house has been in her family forever. And it was the only house she knew. And growing up that they moved around a whole bunch. But this was the house that was always permanent and that they would always come to. So she's in there. This architect and interior designer come in and they are going to come and like scan the house and come up with ideas.
Yeah, it looks cool. I hope we get to see the whole thing being remodeled. It's got good bones. Good bones. It does. It's really cool, actually, because it is mid-century. I mean, nothing in there has been touched. Like all the original cabinetry and stuff. So I wonder what she's going to do to it.
I hope she keeps the wood paneling. I feel like that would be like a lovely nod to the home's origins. I know that's like very dated looking, but I do enjoy that wood. I enjoy wood paneling. It's nostalgic for me. I am like a house hunter's cliche. It's like, well, I grew up in a house like this. Actually, I didn't even grow up in a house with wood paneling. I just went to houses that had wood paneling and I always liked it. It's always cozy, you know, like a TV room with like wood paneling and a carpet, you know, and a nice sofa. Like that's the dream, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a house like that. I just put wood walls up over it, like instead of like an ode to it, you know. But there's so much cool stuff she can do. I want to see. So then we are in New York and it's Tuesday and we see Bailey on the phone with her dad. And he's like, well, how's the coolest girl in New York doing, honey? And she's like, great. Well, I watched It Girl, the Scarlett Johansson one. Wow, that was super cool. Both of your skin looked really good.
What a good thanks. Dad. I know. She's like, thanks. I'm just going to pause right now, Dad. So that way the producers can show a clip of me interviewing Scarlett Johansson and raise my profile a little bit on the show. And hold on. They're just about to roll it. 1 second, Dad. Me and ScarJo. Okay. ScarJo married to NBCU's very own Colin Jost. So this should be no problem. Okay, Dad. 1 second. This will just make me look a little bit cooler because I'm sort of on the low end of the totem pole on this cast. So I just want to have some, you know, celebrity association, Dads. They're going to show that clip right now, right? Okay, Dad, they're not showing it.
I think she should change her branding because It Girl is too, it's too much of a
cliche
saying already. Yeah, it's like a cliche and everyone says it and no one's ever going to find you just Googling It Girl. Because I just Googled It Girl Scarlett Johansson and it's like Scarlett Johansson is the quintessential It Girl. And then all the articles are Scarlett Johansson, It Girl, Scarlett Johansson. But none of them are the interview, you know?
Scarlett Johansson's like, I thought I was going to be interviewed about fixing your computer's motherboard. Isn't this the IT Girl podcast?
She's like, I really came in here prepared to teach people about HTML, but whatever.
Oh, so you don't have issues with the firewall?
So you don't have a spinning beach ball? Why am I here?
I really wanted to show America this other side of me, but that's fine. I'll just go back to repairing Colin's old IBM from 1987.
Do you have any makeup tips? Do not auto update.
Girl, let me tell you this. This is how to get ahead in the industry. Do not update to Apple Glass. It is the worst thing in the world. Okay, good luck. That was my IT tip. It is the worst, by the way. I just want to say I hate with a passion the current iOS and OS systems on Macs. I think they're terrible and I need to use this platform for good. So consider that word being put
it's
out
the
there.
OS. It's not the iOS. iOS is no, it's your both. Phone. Oh, you no, hate
I'm saying,
them both?
I'm saying I am. That was intentional. It's the iOS and the OS.
Both. So how come? What do you hate about them?
I think they move things into counterintuitive places. Like if you want to share, it used to be that if you're on your phone and you wanted to share a web page with someone, you would just press on the bottom of the screen, the send button. And then like, it would say like right away, it'd be like copy. But now you've got to hit one button. And then from there, you got to go another button. And then from there, another button. And that's just to copy a link. And then if you want to like go to a different tab, you have to hit one button. And you got to go bookmarks. You got to do this and this. It's like, I feel like that's with everything with it now. I feel like everything is so many more clicks in pursuit of them creating this visual that's like, ooh, it's glass. I'm like, I don't care. I don't need it to look like glass. Like, give me fewer clicks.
Function. Please function. I want it to look like wood paneling and I want to be able to share this shit easily. Okay. So now something I think that really needs to be gotten rid of along with that design is Jesse's singing career. Here we go. Jesse is in an actual recording studio, which I was surprised at. I thought he was probably, you know, put, you know, home producing or whatever. But no, he's in a producing studio with a producer. We listened to a little bit of his latest song on Crappy Hour this week. And he's like, I just love being me.
I think I'll just be me. Like, oh gosh. Oh gosh. It's like worse than you can imagine.
Are you Barney? Okay, and look,
you know, and we've given credit. Like there have been Bravo celebrities that we haven't loved, but they come out with a good song. We always give credit to a good song.
Yeah,
we always do. We always do. This one is just so bad. And he's in there singing in the booth and the producer's acting like it's freaking Eminem and 8 Mile. And the guy's like, yeah, oh man, this is hot. You're all on fire. And he's like, I think I'll just be me. I'm like, oh God.
Well, we didn't even see. I mean, what we basically saw was him lifting his phone and just going into a mic and be like, hey. And they're like, great. Oh my God. That was fucking amazing. He's like, okay. See ya.
Now we go to Paris Cafe where Lindsay and Amanda arrive and Amanda's like, how are we ladies on this fine day? It's getting chilly out. I'm like, it's August. It's mid-August, Amanda. Don't gaslight. Please stop trying to segue me into in the city. Okay. I am still in my summer vibes.
Oh my God, waiter. What's your name?
Paolo from Colombia.
I know a Paolo from Colombia. It was a really nice night. So,
and he's like, I hope it was good. She's like,
it was good. Yeah.
Oh my God. Amanda's
just
like,
get you a fucking salad.
God.
It was Kyle's birthday on Monday. And like, oh, sorry. So Amanda, do you remember that it was Kyle's birthday on Monday? Yeah, it was Kyle's birthday on Monday. And honestly, I kind of forgot it was his birthday and I was like so tired. And I had such a bad headache. So I asked if he could just like walk the dogs. And I probably should have woken up and said, happy birthday. Can you walk the dogs? But instead it was like, my head hurts. Can you please walk the dogs?
So I'm assuming that Kyle had a bad reaction to that, which is funny because he is going to get dinged for forgetting a significant thing in Carl's life later in the episode. But yeah. I also think that Amanda's telling the story like, whoops, I forgot. I'm like, well, you forgot your husband's birthday. Like, I mean, I don't know if you're under an obligation to say happy birthday as soon as someone wakes up, but she's acting like, wow, what a baby. Like, I forgot. Like, what a big deal. I'm like, yeah, I think you should remember the birthday of the person that you are married to or in a relationship with.
Well, she also just threw him a huge party. So like the day before. So,
yeah, I mean, there is that too.
I mean, and a dinner or whatever. Like there was, so yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, is this whole episode, I'm going to be saying that. Meh. So Amanda's like, oh my God, things will get better because we even agreed to go to therapy. And like, if I can't pay you to fix it, then like, what am I even doing? Yeah, that's not how that works. So they get drinks and they cheers. And Amanda is asking about Scott. And she's like, did you ever go through with that contract thing? And Lindsay's like, what contract? And Mia, 2 weeks ago, was saying she has a contract where he can only be gone 10 days at a time.
Yeah. And then we see like a flashback to other contracts we've seen on this show. And Amanda's like, this is why Mia and I are so close. So Lindsay's like, so you run a contract for someone? And you can just sort of see Lindsay doing like a beautiful mind math in her eyes. Like, I could have been writing contracts for all these men all these years, even for Everett. What?
that?
Yeah. She's like, how did I never think of this? I'm so busy at demanding PowerPoints and doing timelines that I never thought I could just contractually obligate someone to love me.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, well, you know, like that was, it looked rough when you said it, Lindsay, because Lindsay's like, I have follow up questions. Have you talked about a timeline? Like, do you like timelines? I love timelines. And then we see a flashback to 5 summers ago where Lindsay had that insane timeline.
Yeah.
And she's asking if they've talked about marriage and kids. And Mia says, yeah, because both of her parents passed away. And they're like, oh my God, I'm sorry. She goes, no, it's okay. Because she's talked about it a lot, I'm sure. And she's saying that it's different because she doesn't have like a village to help her raise her kids. And so him being gone so long at a time is even more triggering for her. This is not going to work.
I am a little concerned.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned, but they've been together for many years. So I think that is a good sign, but I am a little concerned because she seems like she really does want that person. And the flags, I would say there's like a yellow flag for me. Because like the fact that they've gone 3 years and have made it work this far is good, but we've also seen that long distance relationships on Summer House have a 100% failure rate. Whether it's like Paige and Craig, whether it's Danielle and the chef, whether it's Amanda and Kyle doing long distance emotionally, zing. It's a tough one. And I like that Lindsay was like listening. And when Lindsay listens, she like squints her eyes and like puts her head forward. And Mia's like, whoa, what's wrong? And she's like, no, that's just how she listens. She has an aggressive listening face. Don't you worry.
She really does. She's like,
I'm listening. Tell me everything.
It's like, oh my God, your eyes are boring into my head. So Mia talks about how she has very strange cards dealt to her in life. She lost her dad when she was 22, and then her mom died a year and a half ago, and that was her best friend. And so she's saying, you know, like, I have to work twice as hard now at work, and then so does he, and we're going to have to pay because we have to pay for a village, you know, because we don't have anyone there like to help us. Yeah, I think if you want someone there, it can't be someone who's like a chef who's never going to be there, because it's always going to be another restaurant, you know?
That's the thing. The restaurant people, that's rough. There's also like a 100% failure rate with restaurant people on Bravo and normies. Again, Danielle and her guy, she really covers all the bases with like types of failures in a relationship. But like, look at all the look at all the Vanderpump Rules
in people. Every career too, which is weird.
There's a 100% failure rate of relationships that involve Danielle. I mean, example one, Danielle and her relationships.
Speaking of 100% failure rates, Danielle. So Mia's like, oh my God, you know, I'm just like, I'm scared I'm going to be over 45 without kids and like just have an amazing career. And I mean, that would be fine if I didn't want kids, but I do want kids. And she's talking to Amanda, who's just like, got this like glazed stare in her eye. She's like, yeah, because, you know, mm-hmm. Amanda's gone through this too. And so she's like, I feel like a baby would heal me. No, that's not how babies work. Babies don't heal scabs. They open them and then they dig into them and then they widen them until you're bleeding all over the floor.
I say watch The Valley and then see how much healing you've seen on that show. And then you can come back and give us a revised opinion. Thanks.
Yeah, The Valley should be birth control for anybody who's watching that show. I wonder if they could do like a sample size audience poll and just see how much the birth rate has gone down amongst people who've watched The Valley.
I think 160%. That's what I hope. Success of babies healing people is actually lower than people dating Danielle at this point.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.